Thank you. shall come to thee, oh,
Israel. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. trumpets wide this jubilee, while your joyous strains prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Oh, Gloria, 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 to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn
thank you. Amen. Well, good evening. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. I am Pastor Jeff Bandy with you tonight, and I am so happy that you are here for this wonderful celebration we have tonight on this Christmas Eve. We've been on a journey through Advent, but we have arrived at our time of Christmas Eve to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to be worshiping tonight in many ways of sharing the scriptures, sharing the story, listening to the music. Make sure you listen to the words and worship along as everything is brought to you tonight. We're going to begin tonight with lighting of our candle. Before I get to that, there is two things I want to announce real quickly. There are gifts out here that our youth put together that they all didn't go away on Sunday. So if your household did not get one and on the way out they're still there, take one with you. Also, the poinsettias, if you have one, make sure at the end you get your poinsettia. Let's begin. There is a liturgy here for you to follow in your bulletin on the screens this evening. Tonight, we gather to remember with the prophet Isaiah. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with the righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We gather to once again ask him glory that visited the stable and the manger, shepherds watching their flocks, and a young couple cradling the newborn Messiah.
So we light the Christ candle as a sign of the glory that came among us in unexpected places to unexpected people, that we may be people who seek and follow the glory of the Christ child here and now.
Thank you.
Please rise for the call to worship. Rejoice, for God is with us. Emmanuel.
In the darkness of our world shines God's holy light.
Now there is reason to hope, to love, to laugh, to live.
Thanks God is truly with us. We are not alone.
Thanks be to God. Let us now sing together, O Come, O Ye Faithful, verses 1 through 4 and verse 6.
Oh,
may be seated. You would join me in the opening prayer. It is in the bulletin and on the screen. Gracious God, with joy and thanksgiving, we gather as your people. We have come to hear again the timeless story of Christ's birth. In the excitement of this night, quiet our hearts that we may know the peace and fullness of this holy time. Shine, O light, in the darkness of our world. Sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those God favors. This we pray in the name of the child of Bethlehem. Amen. And now we're going to begin our stories that comes from the Gospels of John, Luke, and Matthew. We begin with the true light of life has come. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel.
The coming of Jesus is announced to Mary and Joseph. I'm reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, and Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus.
Somehow Preparation for the birth of Jesus, Luke 2, 1 through 5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. Join now in singing the first verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 230 in the hymnal and on the screens.
Your baby boy would someday walk on. on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, then you kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding, the great I
am. Jesus is born. Luke 2, 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Please join in singing the first verse of Away in a Manger, number 217.
Thank you.
Grateful chorus praise we.
Jesus' birth announced to the shepherds. From Luke 2, 9 to 14. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Please join in singing the first verse of "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," number 218, in your hymnal and on the screen.
A child so small with no shelter but a drafty stall, yet he'd be known as the Lord of all, born beneath the star that night. Led by a star was a shepherd boy, after angels taught him a wondrous joy, sent down to earth as a baby boy, born beneath the star that night. And the star that
Now, if you would please join us in the first verse, the first Noel. It's number 245 in the hymnal and on the screen.
The shepherds find the baby Jesus, Luke 2, 15 through 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. The wise men bring their gifts to Jesus, Matthew 2, 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now please join us as we sing the first Noel again, but this time verse 3 and 5.
Thank you.
come to our time and we give back, tonight we are receiving an offering that is going to two different places. One is Mongolia. We have a partnership because a couple members of our church, Billy and Luke Snell, they had a relationship with the folks in Mongolia through the United Methodist Church. And through that connection, we made the connection. You can see on the screen, Pastor Dexter Cabellos, and he and his wife are in this ministry. But Billy and Luke had sent a seed money in order to create a learning program, an education program. And we got an email back from Dexter, Pastor Dexter, and I just wanted to read that to you. It says, "We are deeply blessed to be partnering with Luke, Billy, and the church. Even amid demanding days and real weariness, the message of Christmas reminds us that light still shines in the darkness. Your faithfulness, especially in seasons like this, speak volumes. The launch of the Billy and Luke Snell Development Program here in Mongolia is especially meaningful to us. We genuinely believe, as you do, that this program will help change lives and open doors of hope for children to reach their God-given potential. The support and generosity of your local church, dedicating part of their Advent and Christmas giving to Mongolia, has been incredibly encouraging. Your sharing during the Mission and Children's Moment, and even the simple but profound reminder that through candy wrappers to pray, beautifully connects hearts across the world." So a part of our money tonight is going to go to this mission in Mongolia. The other part is going locally to our benevolence fund, where we help people each and every week as they reach out to the church for help. So ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please rise as we sing verse 3 of What Child Is This, number 219.
Sovereign in heaven's throne, let me come down.
through Advent, we studied many of these scripture passages that were read tonight. We also followed Adam Hamilton's book, The Journey, Walking the Road to Bethlehem. Hamilton spent time in Israel visiting the locations that came to light in the biblical stories surrounding Jesus' birth. But while at these locations, he shared about the characters, the culture, and God's intercessions in this work of salvation as revealed in the child born in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph. The road to Bethlehem, as we reheard tonight, was not without bumps, twists, and turns, being that we are a couple thousand years separated from these events and have passed down the stories from generation to generation. We have simplified everything down to the characters and the creatures that make up the nativity scene. You see, in our minds, we have blended all stories of the various scripture passages which occurred over several months into one scene to tell the story, the whole story. I'm glad we took the journey throughout Advent to spend a little bit more time with each stop on the way to the manger. You can revisit our journey on our YouTube channel if you like. But tonight, we're going to gather around the Nativity and marvel at what is revealed at the manger. We can only imagine what the night of Jesus' birth would have been like. In the midst of chaos caused by an emperor's decree, Mary, a young girl, miraculously pregnant and scared, went into labor. Joseph, her husband, frantic to help his wife, cleared a space among the animals for Mary to give birth to her firstborn child. Would it be a son? Gabriel had told Mary and Joseph the child would be a son who would be the Son of the Most High, and he was to be named Jesus, which means God saves. The level of anticipation must have been through the roof, and then the child is delivered. A son. It's a son. A huge sigh of relief filled the stable as Jesus was wrapped in cloths and laid in the manger. There, at the manger, God's promise to Mary and Joseph was delivered. Jesus, the Son of the Most High, arrived just as the Lord told them. And Jesus' coming into their lives, they experienced hope, peace, joy, and love. That is God's gift given in Jesus. And according to the scriptures, as Jesus was laid in the manger, a messenger of God approached the shepherds just outside of Bethlehem in the fields. With some wonderful expression of God's glory accompanying the messenger, an announcement was made of good news of great joy for all people. A sign of this truth could be found in the city of David, a child laid in a manger. Unable to contain their curiosity, the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see what they could find. Sure enough, they came to the place of Jesus' birth, finding him as they approached the manger. It was there at the manger that God's messenger's announcement to the shepherds was affirmed. It was true, but why would God tell them? They were lowly caretakers of animals, often shunned by others. God chose them to validate and assure the good news was for all people, regardless of their social place in the world. When they saw the child in the manger, they believed what they heard. The good news is truly for all people. And the shepherds heard the good news first from God's messenger, as did Mary and Joseph before the child was born. Elizabeth and Zechariah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, were aware of the child's identity too. However, this message was being held to themselves. Until that night, the shepherds couldn't wait to see the sign of the child in the manger. When they saw, they couldn't keep the news to themselves any longer. Because at the manger, the shepherds affirmed The child is Savior, Messiah, Lord, and the source of our peace. The child bears the name God saves, and he does. His life, death, and resurrection gives us life now and forever, saving us first from the penalty of sin, from death, but also saving us now from our sin through transforming our hearts and our minds to be like his. He is Messiah, which means anointed. He is the Lord's anointed one for the purposes of God's work of salvation. He is the one that God's chosen people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the great King David, had been waiting for and anticipating for centuries. He is the one who fulfilled the prophecies, not only of his coming, but of his fate to bring peace to the world. He is our peace that transcends all understanding, even in the chaos which surrounds us. This peace is given freely to us when we accept him not only as Savior, but as Lord of our life. You see, we are to pursue Jesus just as his grace pursues us. He is Lord of all. Those who deny him choose unrest, while those who trust Jesus receive peace. For he is Savior, Messiah, Lord, and source of our peace. Receive him. This good news of great joy is also far-reaching, crossing boundaries and beliefs. The child was born into the family line of David, the beloved king of the Jewish nation of Israel, the descendants of the Hebrew people. This truth cannot be denied. But what else cannot be denied is that from the time God delivered the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt and revealed himself in his ways through Moses, they were called to be priests to the nations, to make God known to all the world. So it shouldn't surprise us when Jesus was born that the God of all creation spoke through the stars to declare the King of Kings' birth to the Magi of the East. However, what may surprise us is their response. The Magi traveled for a couple months, 1,000 miles or so, to come and worship the child born in a manger to Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, the city of David. When they arrived bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the Magi confirmed the good news of the Messiah is for all people. They were not descendants of the Hebrew people. They were not followers of the law of Moses. They were curious people, awed by creation in search of knowledge and purpose of life in all creation. The heavens spoke to their curiosity, and they responded with worship, giving all praise and glory to the Lord. You see, the Lord still speaks to everyone, listening in ways that we can understand. So be curious and search for the Lord's word that is spoken to us. Accept the Lord's invitation to come and see. Recognize the gift we have in Jesus and respond with praise and purpose. So friends, God delivers on promises. God's announcement of Emmanuel's birth, God with us, is affirmed. The truth of the child born to Mary and Joseph named Jesus, meaning God saves, is confirmed as Savior, Messiah, Lord, and source of our peace. And this good news of great joy, well, it extends to all the earth. So hear the good news. Receive the gift of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to live fully into his likeness and respond with worship and in mission to share Jesus with the world. Amen. Friends, now join me in this prayer of confession and pardon. Share together. Merciful God,
We confess that often we find darkness more comfortable than light. We confess that we find your good news frightening and unsettling, especially when we consider its demands as well as its promises. We confess that Christmas has become more to us than the birthday of the Christ. Forgive us, break us, bend us, remake us. Give us the courage to lay ourselves open to the wonder and healing of your coming. Be born again into our world. Be born again into our hearts and lives. Hear now our silent and personal confessions as we prepare ourselves for your nativity. The true light that enlightens all has come into the world. That light shines. It shines on in the darkness. And the darkness has never been able to put it out. This is the good news. God has heard our confession. God has forgiven us. Thanks be to God. It is now time that we bring the light of Christ into our hearts and into this room as we share this light tonight. Everyone, find their candles. As we sing together, Silent Night.
Christ our Savior is born into us as we receive Him. I invite you to receive Him and to hold on to Him, but not only just hold on to Him, but share Him. Share Him with the world, because His love extends to all the earth, to all people. Merry Christmas, and go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.